This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will hold talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Indonesian president will be accorded ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today morning. He will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his Samadhi in Rajghat. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Subianto will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the evening. President Prabowo will be the chief guest of 76th Republic Day celebrations tomorrow at Kartavya Path. This is Mr. Prabowo's first visit to India in his capacity as president after assuming office in October last year. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The 15th National Voters' Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the main function in New Delhi. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. The function will also be attended by heads and representatives of election management bodies who deliberated on major issues faced in election management around the world during a two-day conference that concluded yesterday. This year's theme is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. It is a continuation of last year's theme emphasizing the importance of participation in the electoral process and encouraging voters to take pride in exercising their franchise. Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines on 26 January to help people reach Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. Delhi Metro has encouraged passengers to plan their travel accordingly and make use of the early metro services to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela, a three-day drone show began at Sector 7 of Mahakumbh Nagar in Uttar Pradesh, Prayagraj, yesterday. Hosted by the State Tourism Department, the show featured hundreds of drones creating stunning live visuals in the night sky. Depiction of deities with Amrit Kalash and Samudra Manthan mesmerized the audience. The drone show beautifully illustrated the spiritual and cultural essence of the Mahakumbh, leaving an unforgettable impression on the audiences. Tripura Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha has emphasized that the progress of a country and a state depends on the advancement of its youth. The Chief Minister was speaking after launching the Tripura Startup Policy at Pragna Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. He highlighted that youth are the real assets of both the state and the nation. The Chief Minister said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi always stresses on the power of youth and encouraged them to earn through avenues beyond traditional jobs. Palestinian armed group Hamas has released the names of four Israeli female hostages expected to be freed today as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal with Israel. Hostages Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levi, all aged 20 and 19-year-old Liri Albag, who were all serving with the Israeli Defense Force, are set to return from the war-ravaged coastal territory to Israel in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The four Israeli troops were taken captive from the Nahal Oz base in southern Israel on 7th of October in 2023 when Hamas carried out its cross-border attack. The hostages are likely to be freed as part of an exchange that will see 180 Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli jails. It will be the second such exchange since the ceasefire came into effect last Sunday. Three hostages and 90 prisoners were released in the first swap. Indian Grandmaster Inian Paneerselvam clinched the 9th Johor International Open Chess Tournament title in Malaysia. The 22-year-old Grandmaster from Tamil Nadu accumulated 8.5 points in 9 rounds of the tournament. He outperformed 4 international masters and 1 grandmaster, finishing 1.5 points ahead of his closest competitor in a field of 84 participants from 8 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.